That's like in my family. My daddy's got a brother, and he's in his late 50s now, and he still goes by sport. They call him sport.
All yeah, it'll go with him. I have saw in graveyard a person that would die, and they'd put his nickname up here and then his name underneath that.
Oh.
So that you'd know who we're talking about.
Well, talking about babies and everything, you might put the baby in something and on wheels or thing you might...
Oh, I tell you, used to, they'd put them in a cradle.
Hmm. With that kind of thing where you could rock it?
What could rock it. Mm-hmm. And now they put them in a carriage or... they got something they'll put them in their arm and tote them. I envy them now. I see them with a small kid in one of those bassinets or whatever they call it. You can haul it, tote it on
a
pumpkin seat.
Mm-hmm.
And
they got seats now in the car.
Yeah, hang them back. And you know, I saw something. It's just been in the last few years. This little... thing that you put on the back, put the kids in there papoose. And they go on about their business, and I saw people handling kids, which is great in the crowd, but it still kind of irritates me. They put a leash on them.
That's like a dog,
yeah. Yeah, but whenever you get out in a mob of people, you don't know what the value of it is.
That's true. I went to a baseball game one time and we drove over to Atlanta and this man had all his, I guess they were Cub Scouts or something. He had them all, must have been 10 of those boys, but he had a rope around each one of them waist, a little rope.
Uh-huh.
It was tied to one long rope. It was tied to him up in front. So he was all tied to him with a rope. I guess he knew they weren't going to get away. And about a dozen of those.
Well, if you never had no experience, you just don't know what it is.
Yes. How many children did you have?
Five.
Were they boys?
Two boys and three girls.
They all live around here? Or?
They've one daughter in Tennessee.
Mm-hmm. Whereabouts is she?
She's at Nashville.
Mm-hmm.
And the rest of them is within a radius of 15 miles.
All in Perry County?
All of them in Perry County.
Hmm. That's pretty good to have your family that close.
Pretty good.
I guess that nowadays it's unusual to have your children within.
Oh, it's an unusual thing with us because we never had a Christmas time, a Thanksgiving time. We had all the kids at home when they were in service. There'd be some all parts of the world. And some of the grandchildren born, each one of them got a state of their own.
Hmm.
I think in one family there's maybe two was born in Alabama.
Oh.
One California, couple in South Carolina.
Hmm. Oh. If you're talking about those baby carriages, you say you put the baby in and went out and...
pushed him around.
And a woman that is going to have a baby, you say she's...
pregnant.
When you were coming up, was that a word that they wouldn't use very much, or would they...
Or they probably would use it,
but not
in public.
That was pretty much
an adult
term.
Conversation.
But was that out in public, would they use something like expecting or something like
yes.
that?
Yes. Yeah.
Now, the woman that you might have there, if you couldn't get the doctor, what would they call her?
A midwife.
I guess that's coming back in. That used to be real big, but I know there's a school, and I heard the other day there's a school in Atlanta where they teach, supposed to teach midwives.
Well, it's good and bad.
Mm-hmm.
If everything works according, it's good, and if you get into running a problem, why, you've got a problem.